You're listening to an SB Nation radio broadcast from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios.
Welcome back to SB Nation Radio. Craig Koshkin, Matt Mosley, Brian Gaines set to join us here in a few moments. NFL general manager for the Houston Texans. Going to ask him about how Deshaun Watson's coming along, how things are going to set up for this season, and we're getting that set up right now.
Oh, I believe.
And we'd like to, we're set. Sorry about that. I got the wrong cue there. Well, or I took the cue incorrectly. It was not producer Jose Partida's fault. It was my fault. Want to welcome in to the show Houston Texans GM Brian Gain. Brian, thank you so much for taking time to spend with us this evening.
You're welcome. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Yeah, this is a fun time of the year, and Brian, everybody kind of looking at the Texans and getting ready for training camp. Are you have you gotten all your vacation out of the way? Or do you have your game face on for training camp? And or do you guys still go up there to Greenbrier? I would think that's a place of rest and relaxation. I hope you guys can focus there.
Well, Matt, for some, it'll be rest and relaxation, but we're going there to work and take care of our business. But thank you for having me, guys. As it relates to the vacation, it's well-earned for a lot of our staff members because we made a ton of changes within our football operation, our roster, compliments to our coaching staff and to our scouting staff. We had some unique challenges because we didn't have a first and second round pick. Made a lot of changes in our off-season program in terms of our sports performance, nutrition, and how we train and condition our players, changes in the training room, a lot of global changes in the Texans organization from the day that I took over. So a lot of well-earned vacation time, but if I know my staff and I know the coaches, there's a lot of guys in that building itching to get back and to get to work and to try to play our best football in 2018.
You know, a lot of people, Brian, are going to focus in, especially since it's just such a huge position at quarterback. And with Deshaun Watson coming back though he got hurt too quickly, the remarkable stretch that he had. As you've kind of watched him, and we're always looking at these workout videos, and he looks really good and he looks agile. What are your expectations? And I mean, is this a guy that you have to still be a little careful in training camp, or do you cut this guy loose? Obviously, you're not going to let anybody go back there and sack the guy, but where is he physically and mentally right now?
Sure. So, without getting specifics of his injury, I would say his recovery and his rehabilitation have gone as planned and exceptionally well. All things are on time, and he's been a great worker in our recovery and rehabilitation plan. He's a great example to follow. As it relates to the player and the talent and what his future holds, he's a young, promising player with a lot of upside, a lot of potential. But as you observe him, even through the OTAs and the mini camps, you watch last year's games that he played, this guy is a unique worker and preparer. His preparation is outstanding. He's a good teammate. Just to watch him with his poise and his presence and how he is, in the huddle, in the locker room with the guys. But this is a young player who's got an outstanding work ethic, and I think that's going to give him a very good chance to ascend. The other thing about him too, this is a great character guy. This is a good person who thoroughly enjoys the process of football. And all that, hopefully, the combination between the physical and the intangible profile, my hope, it will give him a great chance to ascend.
Brian, your predecessor, Rick Smith, gave up a lot to get Deshaun Watson. And given what we've seen both on and off the field, many would say the price was well worth it in what you got in return. But as you approached your first year as the GM with the Texans, how did you approach the draft differently, knowing there were no first or second round picks?
Yeah, so we had some unique challenges as it related to the player acquisition process because we were not going to be able to take an at-bat for the first approximate 60 picks. But what we had was basically a normal offseason, I would tell you. Still went through our draft procedures, free agency procedures, and acted as if we were going to have a first and second round pick. But we had a unique opportunity. And for those that may or may not know, we had four picks in the top, I think, 100 to 105 selections because we had three picks in the third round and we had an early fourth round pick. So we were going to get four players in the top 100-105 bracket, which gave us some feelings that we're still going to get good players. As it relates to free agency, you know, free agency is more or less a needs-driven process. You're going to pursue players that are going to fill some team needs that you have to address. And for us in free agency, we did that in some pieces on the offensive line and some pieces in the secondary. And that allowed us to go into the draft, and I know it's cliche, but really take the best available player. And when we took Reed from Stanford, we felt like at the time, regardless of position, he was the best available player. So with the ability to get those four players who we perceived were top 100 players, we still felt like we were going to have a very good opportunity to improve the team, even without a first and second round pick.
It is Brian Gain, the new general manager of the Texans. I love saying that, Brian, because you've paid your dues and had a lot of opportunities out there, but you've love the scouting business I would think that this has been really interesting to now see it and be able to run a scouting organization. Now, when you sit there, and of course you're listening to us on SB Nation Radio, when you look at Jadeveon Clowney and J.J. Watt, is it hard not to sit there and daydream a little bit about, and obviously it's well chronicled, the injury issues that J.J.'s run into both those players have had struggles at times with that. But is it hard not to daydream about the havoc they could create, the two of those? Because I don't know if any other team has those two type of pressure players.
So we're pleased to have both of them naturally on our team. Anybody would. The first thing that comes to mind is, we got to play in a very tough division. And those two players, amongst many other guys, our front seven, obviously, and the improvements in the secondary, we're hoping are going to make an impact as it relates to the foes we're going to play this year. The AFC South is greatly improved since the year that I left and came back. So in my mind, I'm thinking, like, these guys got to go get Andrew Luck, Marcus Mariota, Blake Bortles. The Jaguars went to the AFC Championship game. The Titans went to the playoffs this year. Andrew Luck's coming back to the Colts. They're an improved team. So this is going to be a very, very difficult season. And we're ready for the challenge. But those two players are definitely going to be impactful for us as it relates to playing quarterbacks in our division and on our schedule.
Like you said, Brian, the division has gotten a lot tougher in just really 365 days from when it was not considered one of the stronger divisions in the AFC or even the league as a whole. How do you approach the division now with the emergence of Blake Bortles and Marcus Mariota and the return of Andrew Luck? How do you approach the division? Because the rule of thumb stands, win the division and you're in the playoffs.
Sure. Look, we're going to have a difficult opponent each and every week. And obviously in the division, we're playing these players, two times a year, but to me, it's one game at a time, and having the singular focus and purpose of having the short-sightedness of who the next opponent is. Health was a big issue for us last year. I understand that. Maybe the season didn't go as planned, but with the emergence of our quarterback, with the returning players coming back from injury, I'm optimistic about a positive season. But, for me, it's all about one game at a time, singular focus, singular purpose. The next team up, 16 weeks, 17 weeks of the grind. And each week it's a very difficult challenge to win in the NFL, as you know, no matter who you're playing. So we spent a lot of time trying to put mechanisms in place this offseason to help improve perhaps the durability and the health and the wellness of our players through their sports science, sports performance elements, through our nutritionists, addressing some of the nutritional needs that we had to address, the equipment that we use in our weight room facility, how we train, the players' recovery process, their wellness, their overall health. And we're hoping all those things will impact their availability to us and stay on the field for longer periods of time.
You saw it, Brian Gain, GM of the Houston Texans, joining SB Nation Radio. You saw in Dallas what it did for a rookie quarterback when Zeke Elliott was going crazy and putting up big numbers, how it helped Dak and kind of got him going. What could the running game do for you? And when you look at Deontay Foreman, tell us where he is coming back from that Achilles. And then Alfred Blue, too, who's certainly going to be a guy who hopes to work himself into the mix.
Sure. So, you know, the running game more or less probably didn't go as planned for us last year. But any running game is going to help a young, developing quarterback. But in our specific situation, you know, we had injuries on the offensive line last year. We had some attrition issues as it relates to the roster. But it was a major focus for us to address via free agency in the draft this offseason. And we're hoping with the personnel that we added to that group from those two elements will also impact our running game and perhaps would help the backs like Foreman and Blue, you know, return to form, and Lamar Miller as well. So we're hoping for a bounce back season from Lamar. Foreman is doing everything he can to get back on time. You know, it's a work in progress. He's committed. You know, he wants to get better, but that's a wait and see situation. And when he gets healthy, he gets healthy. Alfred Blue is a good complementary runner for us, where he's a first and second down back, an inside pounder. He gives us some size and strength. And he also adds some special teams value. But we are hoping for a bounce back season from Lamar Miller, especially with the additions and the upgrades we feel that we added to the offensive line position.
One of the pieces I'm, you know, kind of excited to see what he does is a rookie that you drafted in the fourth round. Wide receiver Kiki Kuti out of Texas Tech had nearly 1,500 yards receiving, 10 touchdowns last year for the Red Raiders. How does he fit in as y'all try to find some competition to that wide receiver number three position?
Sure. So a good young prospect, explosive, fast, quick, very sudden player, has a lot of twitch, also adds return value on fourth down for us. So we're excited about his potential. Can play inside, can play outside, but gives us a vertical presence in the passing game, has the position flexibility to play outside or inside. Young rising player, had a very good offseason here with us so far. But the hidden value here is also in the return game. We're optimistic that he can be impactful in that regard as well.
Yeah, if you just watched his tape against Baylor, he would have gone like number one overall. last thing, Brian Gain, the GM of the Houston Texans, kind enough to join us this evening as they get ready for camp coming up here pretty quickly. You came up under Bill Parcells and, of course, worked with Jeff Ireland as well. What is your what's your biggest takeaway from those years with Bill? I know you probably still stay in touch with him. And do you have a favorite Parcells story?
Well, there's many of them. First and foremost, obviously, very thankful for the opportunity that to have been given to learn under Bill, Hall of Fame head coach. But there's so many things. You know, one of the major things I took away from Bill in terms of how to build a roster was you have to have prototypical standards and you have to have minimum requirements for every position. And to this day, you know, I can hear him in my ear just, you know, reminding me about, you know, height, weight, speed, and physical parameters at whatever position it might be on offense or defense. And ultimately, that leads to the type of team you physically want to look like. You know, so there's constant reminders of those times and places where we had those conversations. But Bill was a world-class motivator. You know, he could personalize and instinctively, you know, reach people and identify what it was that motivated you either as a player or as a staff member. And he had great people skills. And because of that, he was an excellent motivator. And I can remember when we signed Cameron Wake in Miami and we got him on board and we were competing for his services. And, you know, I think we were all happy that we got him, but he quickly reminded me once we got him signed that that's great. He's on board. Now let's go find another. And that just kind of reset and recalibrated my thoughts, like, he's exactly right. Now this guy is in the hopper. Now let's go get another. And if we get another one, we're going to go to another level. So we had a unique way of motivating people, and he could personalize it and individualize it. And there's many of them to speak of, but that's one that comes to mind just in this conversation.
Well, Brian, we really appreciate your time. Brian, who, by the way, Craig, was a former NFL wide receiver. He spent a little time in the league. Brian, I won't say how long you were in the league, but I do recall you showing up maybe with the Giants at some point. But thank you for doing this. We really appreciate it, and best of luck to you. And I just hope you can really have a little time to enjoy all the creature comforts of Greenbrier, just one of America's great resorts.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll probably see it from afar and observe it from afar. But thank you for having me, guys.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.